BBC News, I'm John Shea. The FBI is investigating what it says appears to be a second assassination attempt against Donald Trump. Shots were fired in his vicinity on his Palm Beach golf course in Florida while he was playing. Jenny Kumar reports from Washington.
The shots rang out at around 1:30 p.m. local time while Mr. Trump was playing at his golf course. Palm Beach County Sheriff Rick Bradshaw said one of Mr. Trump's protection unit acted quickly to deal with the situation.
The Secret Service agent that was on the course did a fantastic job. What they do is they have an agent that jumps one hole ahead of time to where the president was at. And he was able to spot this rifle barrel sticking out of the fence and immediately engage that individual.
A witness took a photo of the suspect's car as he fled the scene and the man was arrested. An AK-47-style rifle, two backpacks and a camera were found in bushes near the golf club.
US media have named the man who's been detained as Ryan Routh, a 58-year-old from Hawaii. The White House said President Biden had been briefed about the incident and was relieved to hear that Mr. Trump was safe. Mr. Trump's Democratic Party rival in November's presidential election, Kamala Harris, said there was no room for violence in US politics. The Polish government is declaring a state of natural disaster in response to floods in the southwest of the country. Three people have been killed and thousands have been forced from their homes. There are warnings of more heavy rain in the coming hours. Sarah Rainsford reports from the Polish-Czech border.
The torrential rain has eased now, but there is a high risk of further flooding still as swollen rivers pour down the mountains. In Nysa, in southwestern Poland, the town centre is completely swamped, and we saw a main road transformed into a fast-flowing river, trapping a fire engine and a military truck in the middle. Patients at the emergency department of the local hospital had to be evacuated by boat as the building flooded. People living near the river and the reservoir here have been ordered to leave and move to higher ground.
The Mexican government has deployed an army helicopter to Sinaloa, where drugs gangs have been waging a bloody turf war for over a week. Kat Wiener reports.
With businesses closed, streets littered with burned-out vehicles and lethal shootouts a daily occurrence, the Mexican armed forces are battling to retake control of Culiacán. On Sunday, five more bodies were found on the streets. The army says three other people were killed in gun battles between soldiers and armed civilians. Overall, more than 20 people are now known to have died in the violence. Tensions between two powerful factions of the notorious Sinaloa cartel escalated after the leader of one grouping was arrested in the United States.
Kat Wiener reporting. This is the latest world news from the BBC. The president of Honduras, Xiomara Castro, has condemned the killing of an environmental activist who'd worked to oppose mining. Juan Lopez was shot dead as he left church on Saturday night in the northeastern town of Tocoa. Mr. Lopez had tried to stop open-pit iron ore mining in the region. Hundreds of migrants have attempted to force their way across the Moroccan border to the Spanish enclave of Ceuta. They were pushed back by Moroccan police. Reports say crowds of young Moroccans and people from other parts of Africa were encouraged to make the attempt by social media posts. The TV epic Shogun could be about to make entertainment history by becoming the first foreign language series to win the top drama prize at the annual Emmy Awards in Hollywood. Many film critics regard the lavishly filmed tale of a 17th century power struggle in Japan as the front runner. Emma Vardy reports from the red carpet on another favourite to win.
The other one that everybody was talking about a few months ago and really kind of set the internet on fire, of course, was Baby Reindeer. This was an almost overnight success, a show that people really hadn't heard that much of when it was released. And all of a sudden, it just created so much intrigue. Of course, it was about an obsessive stalker and about sexual abuse. And what happened in the aftermath of that series, audiences tried to start doing internet detective work and trying to work out who the real-life characters were that this show was based on. As a result of all that fallout, there's legal battles going on. But tonight, they are hoping to do well on the red carpet.
One of the rarest penguin species in the world has triumphed in New Zealand's popular Bird of the Year election. The hoiho, or yellow-eyed penguin, came top of an online poll. The hoiho is found only on the country's South and Chatham Islands. It's considered severely endangered. BBC News.